You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
We want you to think a little bit more about your vibration. You see, your vibration is attracting and creating your reality. And it seems as if your reality is the same as it was yesterday and the same as it was a little while ago, and it will be the same tomorrow. But you must understand that your vibration is creating. It's creating. And it's bringing forces of the universe together to attract thoughts, attract ideas, attract inspirations, and attract other people, attract conditions, attract wealth, attract abundance, attract freedom, attract lack, attract poverty, attract experiences. You came here for these experiences. And so what we want to do is allow you to see a perspective that will enable you to see how thrilled you are all to be here. You see, imagine that there is a game show, and then you've come into the audience of this game show, and there's, say, 1,000 people in the audience of this game show, and they select from the audience the members to compete in the game show. And if you get into the people who can compete, you have a chance to win prizes and win money, you see. And this is exactly what it was in the non-physical. In the non-physical, there were a massive amount of entities who wanted to come at this time of awakening, come forth now, to experience all the possibilities that there were to experience in the non-physical during this time of awakening. And you all got selected. You all had a vibration that said that you were ready and willing and able and excited to join in humanity. The 7+ billion of you came forward to experience what this reality had to experience at this time of awakening. You very, very much wanted to be here. And how do we know you wanted to be here? Well, because in amongst the entities who all wanted to come, for every one of you, you could imagine 1,000 who wanted to come. You had a vibration that matched this time. You had a vibration that was fully ready to come. There was no resistance in that vibration when thinking about coming. You had done all the work you needed to do, and you were chosen to come. And so you were very excited. When you came, you chose the time and place of your birth. You chose your parents. You chose your body. You chose your DNA. You chose everything that you could think of that would enable you to live a life as you intended. And so you chose those intentions as well. And you said, when I come to Earth, I want to explore subjects of love, freedom, abundance, expansion, and joy, and something a bit more specific, you see. And so you picked all the parts of yourself, and you said, let's try it now. And so you were excited to be here. And of course, physical reality is dense. Physical reality is tangible. There's a lot of things going on here, you see. And you somehow came in fully embracing this, but then there was this aspect of fear and discomfort and things you weren't used to. So you got used to a lot of those things. You adapted perfectly well, and then you adopted your limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs are part of your vibration, you see? And so where you find yourself in life now, exploring all the things you explored in your past, coming to this conversation at this present moment, and thinking about the future, it's all about the vibration that you're emitting now. Now, it's not just really your vibration. It's also your inner self's vibration, you see. And your inner self is not creating the way you are, not in physical reality, but your inner self understands your intentions that you set prior to your birth, understands what you came here to explore, and is guiding you every step of that way. Your belief system allows you to connect to that inner source and that source of wisdom and higher perspective when you are in alignment. And when you are in alignment, you are creating from the most powerful possible platform. You are creating a reality that matches exactly what you intended to explore. When you are feeling good, and when you are listening to the guidance, and when you are acting on inspiration, and when you are processing your beliefs, and when you're feeling the fear, and when you're understanding that your negative emotion is not a bad thing, it's simply guidance, and when you're understanding that your positive emotion points to beneficial beliefs, and you can make those more empowering, and you can make the limiting beliefs less intense. And so as you move along here, what's the point of all of it? Well, from your perspective now, you say the point of it is to be seen as a good person, is to be successful, is to have savings in the bank so that you can feel secure, is to make sure that there are a lot of people who like you, is to make sure that you're on the right side of certain subjects, is to make sure that blah, 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 blah of the Western society that you were brought into. Well, you know for sure that you chose this society into which to be born. And you know that that was for a reason. But why? Why? Well, certainly to experience contrast and to try and live in that lifestyle. But then there was something else that was calling you forward. What's that? That's your pre-birth intentions. And that's the information and the wisdom that's saying that approach to life of control and fear and the way that you see everyone else doing it is not the effective approach. And so you found a new approach to life. And so now your vibration is adjusting because now you're thinking about more things from a higher level. You're thinking about love. You're thinking about equality. You're thinking about health. You're thinking about your relationships. You're thinking about expressing love. You're thinking about true freedom and true abundance. You're thinking about what's exciting to you, your interest in your passions, you see. And so you're slowly raising your vibration. And at times your vibration will take a dip when you perceive that something's bad or wrong. And from that perspective, you are creating more of that, which is okay. Because as you get more of that, you'll see it stronger and stronger and stronger and realize that this is the old approach to life. This is what you do not prefer. This is what you know to be untrue for you. And you birth new desires based in that dip of emotion. And you go forward and forward and forward, not to get anywhere other than to go easily along the stream of your intentions, the stream that you chose to be here now. And your choice of what you chose prior to your birth, your body, your family, your place of birth, your time of birth, your DNA, your interests, your passions, your exploration of self-discovery, you chose that because it's unique to you and no one else can do it. You chose that because this will bring you the most joy. This will bring you the most satisfaction. And this is the most effective way to navigate physical reality without resistance, with love, with understanding, with acceptance, and with allowing in order to maintain the alignment so that when you're inspired to do something, which is hundreds of times a day, you will not stop in the face of fear, but you'll push past fear to do anything that you're inspired to do, knowing that whatever you're inspired to do is right for you because it furthers you along on your path of self-discovery to become the authentic version of you, which is the version of you that exists in the non-physical. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question. I'm pushing past some fear to ask this question, but I have been in a relationship for about 3 months now, probably since the beginning of the quarantine. This is somebody that I've known for quite some time. And I feel like I'm kind of right now at a crossroads with, I don't know, I feel like there's some, maybe there's some growth that needs to happen and I need to take a pause. And I don't, I'm just trying to understand what's really going on.
What is inspiring you and what is causing you fear?
I'm not paying, lately I haven't been paying much attention to what's inspiring me, but what is fearful, that's, yeah, that's pretty apparent.
And what's fearful? What's the fear?
I think the deeper fear, as I've like kind of examined the limiting beliefs around it, is the fear of like really of being seen and kind of really going deep into an emotional intimacy with this person.
Yes, which is perfectly aligned with who you are. Wouldn't that make sense to be in a relationship where you are absolutely transparent, you're absolutely who you are, you can be, say, do whatever you like without fear?
I would love that.
Okay. What's the fear? The fear is that this person might reject that aspect of you.
Sure.
And that fear is irrational. Because what do you want? You want to be authentic. You want to be in a relationship being who you are and not being somebody that is created to keep the love coming. You see? And isn't it interesting that you think that you need to be different than you are to keep the love coming? But we can promise you 100%, absolutely, that as you become more and more authentic, standing in your true power, understanding that what you're inspired to do has no regard for anyone else, no need for anyone else to approve. Yet, inherent in that authenticity of wanting to be authentic, wanting to be yourself or who you are, is self-acceptance. You must be able to accept yourself. If you think someone else can't accept you when you become authentic, then that points to your level of self-acceptance yourself. Now, as you become more authentic, as you learn to accept yourself and love yourself and appreciate yourself for who you are, knowing that no one else can live this life other than you, and that all your superpowers and talents and attributes will come forth as you become authentic, and as you embrace this perfection that is you, you will embrace the perfection that is everyone else, including this other person. And don't you think the other person wants exactly the same thing you do? Don't you think this other person is also promoting a persona in order to get you to like them? You see? And wouldn't it make sense if this is what you desire, this is what they desire as well. Yet they don't know what you know. So you must take the first step in becoming authentic. And there's two possible outcomes for this. One is they will really appreciate you and love you intimately, knowing that there is no judgment coming from you to them and that you are fully expressing your love. Or they will fade away and someone who matches your vibration will come. And either way, it's the outcome that you want. But if you're holding on to something saying this is how it should be, then you're in resistance and that vibration has some fear in there. So all vibration that isn't full, that isn't high, has a bit of wobble or a bit of fear in it. Now, let's imagine that there's a range from inauthenticity to authenticity. Inauthentic is a 0 and fully authentic is 100. And you exist at 50. You see. So there is 50% of fear and 50% of acceptance in there. So you receive a perfect vibrational match in whatever area, and we'll call this romantic relationship area, to how you're feeling about yourself. To 50% wonderful and 50% fear-based. And this is what you get. Now, it's not up to the other person to change, because they are simply reflecting you. If you understand that you are the center of your universe and everyone around you is a satellite, the satellites are just attracted. And when you change your polarity, your gravitational pull, when you change your vibration, well, some of the satellites will go screaming off into space to be wrapped around some other planetary body, and you will attract new satellites that now engage with the new gravitational structure that you've created. You see, so it all begins and ends with you. You don't have to change anything other than your beliefs about yourself. I am the most attractive human being on the planet Earth. I would be the most wonderful mate to ever exist. Anyone who is a mate with me, who I choose, is the luckiest person on Earth. Because as an authentic being, projecting my love towards all others, what could be better than that? And this is what you intended, and you've resisted it. This is what they've intended, and they've resisted it. So release your resistance on who you are, not who they are, who you are. You are perfect. You are a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. You are perfect. There is nothing wrong with you. You are absolutely perfect. You do not need to seek worthiness from other people. You do not need them to reflect back on you. You do not need them to tell you anything about yourself, you see. That is for you to understand. And as you understand your magnificence, they'll see it too. Until you understand your magnificence, they cannot see it. You hide it from them because you're propping up a false persona. Be who you are. Focus on what you appreciate about yourself. We had an idea the other day that Gary painted all these walls, and each room is a slightly different color. Some are more different than others. And he chose the color based on inspiration at the time when the painter was ready to paint it. A quick decision, a snap decision, no thought whatsoever. Opened up a color chart, picked out the most appealing color, and that became the color of the room. Well, as Gary evolves in his vibration, there might be a time when he comes to say, this is not the color I want. This color I do not like. This color does not work. It is not matching. Something needs to be changed. And so in his vibration now, he's gone to another level where this color does not work anymore. And as he focuses on how it doesn't work, he has a bit of fear and resistance in there. Now, he has two choices. He can change, repaint the color, or he can accept that this color is perfect, that there is nothing wrong. And either choice is fine. Because if he does change the color of this paint, well, then he has taken himself off of the fear of this not being the right color. However, if he says, the reason I do not feel good is because of the color of the paint, when he chooses a new color, it'll be based in fear. And that color will not match who he is either, you see. But when he comes to understand that he is the creator of his reality, and this color no longer matches his vibration, and now he's excited about exploring the opportunities of a new color, then when he chooses it from a position of alignment and love, this color served me perfectly. It was wonderful, but now I can move on to a new color. And I'm excited about the new color. And so he chooses a new color, and that new color is the one that aligns with who he is now. The same with a mate. You chose a mate at an earlier vibration. The mate may not be a physical match to you now because your vibration is elevated. If you say you're wrong and bad and you go away, then whoever comes will be a perfect reflection of your vibration, which is, in this case, based in fear. If you say, all is well, I am perfect, I have raised my vibration, this person may or may not be able to come along with me. I am going to continue raising my vibration without fear of losing them. If they are not meant to be part of my reality, they will fade away gracefully with love. And if they are, they will somehow elevate to come to my level because believe it or not, you are creating your perception of that person. And that person is either based from your perspective in love or in fear. You have total control over that perspective, but not over them. Don't ask them to change. Don't complain. Don't worry. Don't whine. Think of them from the highest perspective. Imagine them as perfect as they are, fully engaged in every aspect of them, knowing that you are worthy of them, and realize that there are no flaws within you either. See yourself the way you see those you love the most, and see those that love you, the ones that you have a problem with, see them as perfect as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I feel like the only question that I have left is like, why do I feel so much like I have to be somebody that I'm not? I mean, I know the answer to this question, but it's so hard for me to change that.
What's the answer to the question?
Because I'm looking for approval from other people.
Why would you look for approval from other people?
To prove my worthiness.
Why would you want to prove your worthiness? What is it about that limiting belief? Where did you adopt that limiting belief? Did you believe that the day you were born?
No.
So, you know, the day you were born, you expected people to take care of you.
Yeah.
Well, that makes no sense. Why would they do that? Because they loved you. Okay. But somewhere along the way, you did something that caused them to feel fear. They didn't understand how to process the fear the way you do now. They believed that you were the cause of their fear. They put two and two together. She's walking around. She's going to bang her head on the coffee table. We have to stop her. So they said no and lifted you up and put you in a crib. And you couldn't understand why you were denied your freedom. Well, it must be something about you. You must be doing something wrong. How come they're getting so upset? Why do they want you to be different than you are? How come you can't walk around freely? And so you adopted this very common belief that in order for you to be loved and appreciated by those around you, you had to be different than you are. And that's simply not true. Just a limiting belief. And so your work here is to understand that you adopted these limiting beliefs. These limiting beliefs are all false. And that when you love yourself as you are, you will move your vibration to such a high level that you will attract those who see you as perfect. But when they say, oh my God, you are literally the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life, you will not take that as a compliment. You will say, of course you do. Certainly. Of course you do. But that doesn't mean anything about me. I just happen to choose this body. I am more than this body. I am more than this personality. I am more than this wit and intellect. I am more than what I do for a living. I'm more than all these things. And you see me from this perspective because I have come to appreciate myself. And as I appreciate myself, of course you appreciate me. But I don't need that appreciation. You see, I started appreciating myself first, and then you came along to appreciate me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a feeling of like that I need to feel the safety around being able to be who I am in the world.
And that makes sense. Yeah. And that's why this is a journey, an exploration, because if you felt that way now, you would no longer need to be here. You see, You wanted to come in and have these limiting beliefs and then overcome them and then to discover who you are more and more and more every day. And then to witness the difference between needing people to appreciate you to feel secure and feeling secure because you know your worth. You see, you are a powerful creator beyond measure, as are all of you. As are everyone who's listening to this now or in the future. And when you recognize that, well, then you get on the rails towards who you truly are. And until you recognize it, you'll be exploring who you're not. And you came for the duality of these two things, but you're here now. And so you must know that you're moving in the direction of who you are. And all these things that pop up are part of that exploration. So don't see them as bad or wrong, and don't wish that they're gone, and don't wish that there was no negative emotion, because that's what a victim might do. I wish I was safe. I wish I had someone who loved me. I wish, I wish, I wish. Stand up for who you are on your own two feet and realize this is in my hands, and I am going to choose these beliefs, and I'm going to choose how I emit my vibration. I'm realizing there's fear there. Of course there's fear there, but I am reducing the intensity of that fear, and I'm acting on more and more inspiration that will lead me forward.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who's next?
I have a statement, Gary.
Yes.
Okay. It's Tammy in Georgia. Sorry.
Hi, Tammy.
I've been listening. I actually was listening to you and Rob this morning, which inspired me. And yesterday, I had an inspiration to call my aunt and come visit her. She's about 2 hours away. And so when I visit her, a lot of times I'll go to the coast, and she's close to the coast, and I kind of want to move to the coast. So I thought, well, that'd be great. I'll just combine it on the way. I'll visit the beach maybe and a state park. So I bring my bicycle, my kayak, and I got up this morning and I went to go for a bike ride. And I had a lot of discussion with her. She's beginning to transition her way out. She's elderly and she's fighting against it, but she needs a little help. So we did some basic things. I help her with little things. But it's really funny to see her fighting against what is.
Sure.
So it's like helping me see, like, oh, what am I resisting? What am I fighting against? So I'm allowing her to be who she is. At the same time, she needs supports. And I can't always be here because I'm 2 hours away. And so I got in my car. I mean, I got out there and I had a flat tire, my bike. So I went to a little bike shop and I saw the senior citizen center, and I went to this little shop and I got her a shower seat because she can't stand and she can't walk. She's much better. She's worse, a lot worse than I thought she was, which is disheartening. But at the same time, she's a wonderful person, and she's, you know, so having said that, like, I'm following my inspiration about it. I'm trying not to be upset and just allow her, she wants to be independent, but she's not physically able to be anymore, and she needs help. And she doesn't really want it to be me. She doesn't want to be a burden to me. So meanwhile, I'm at the coast and I'm having a great day, but following my inspiration was really good. So I'm here and I'm taking care of that. And I'm also enjoying things. And it's just about, you know, going with the flow. So the bike shop will have my tire repaired. It's not going the way I planned it, but I'm going to stay a couple more days because I think she needs me. And I'm going to go kayaking and biking anyway. But it's a beautiful way to allow it, I think. So I really just want to say thank you. It's, you know, working, pushing through it, because I'm a little afraid right now, I won't lie, but I gotta deal with some problems.
Well, if you have the inspiration to call your aunt and you had a little fear, what if she doesn't want you there? What if she's going to be too negative? What if she's frail? What if you get stuck there? But you were able to push past that, and then you get there, and this, she seems more in resistance and more frail than you imagine. And so that causes you to feel a little bit of a negative emotion, because you say, oh, I wish she was something different, or I wish that she should have, that she could take care of herself, or I wish that she wasn't suffering. And, or I wish that she had some kind of support. And then you feel negative emotion. Well, I can't really support her. That's not really what she wants. That doesn't make sense. But I have a little bit of guilt that maybe I should, you see. So you can see the difference between the inspiration that you led you there and then how you're modulating your vibration as you go through this experience. Now, in all cases, you want to look at everything from the higher perspective. She doesn't need help. Everything will come to her when she needs it. She is the creator of her reality. This is her experience. This is what she chose. Sure, she's in fear and sure, she's in resistance. But there's so much going on behind the scenes that you can't imagine. How did you receive the inspiration to go call her in the first place? Oh, yeah. Possibly from her guides and supporters. Let's reach out to Tammy. Tammy is at a vibration now where she's willing, as opposed to the rest of the family, willing to act on inspiration. They will all succumb to their fear. Let's give this to Tammy. She'll do it. Awesome. And while we're there, we'll inspire her to look around places maybe she'd like to move. Oh, well, let's give her a flat tire on the bike so that she'll have to go to the bike shop, and then she'll see the senior center. And then she might go into the senior center and see what's there and see what she can do. Your aunt, like you and like every other human being, has millions of guides and supporters. Remember all those people in the audience before who didn't get down to be a contestant in this game show? Well, they're just like that audience cheering you on. They're cheering you all on. And they're here to support you. And when you are asked which door to pick, you'll look behind you at the audience, and they'll be telling you which door to pick, you see. But instead of like your TV audience, when they're all yelling out different doors, they'll all yell out the same door. And then you'll decide if that's the door you want to pick, because you'll have to trust them. You'll have to trust that connection coming through. Your intuition, your inspiration, or you'll have a fear, and you'll say, no, that's not the right door. I'm going to choose door number four. And door number four will be a blooper. But yet, they won't groan in the audience. They will cheer you for choosing the blooper, too, because that's another experience, you see. And so all you have to do is navigate your emotional state of being so that you stay in alignment and receive this inspiration, bump up against some resistance, acknowledge the resistance, choose the higher perspective, process the limiting belief, and then receive more inspiration and do it all over again. And this will lead you to everything you truly want. And we can see that you're seeing this now. And we're cheering you on just as the audience is cheering you on.
It's really been kind of eye-opening because this is the first place I ever kayaked. She lives 5 minutes from this place. And she moved here from Maine. And so I was like, you know, it just hit me when I drove into the park. I left her at home and went and did some things because, you know, it's my fear that she's going to die. It's not her fear. She's really not afraid of death. She's just afraid of being an invalid. And so my inspiration to come here, to call her, to come here, and I don't think I've been in a year, but it was just to get me closer to what I want. It's really...
The inspiration will always be for your benefit and for the highest good of all else. But all inspiration is for your benefit. This is your experience. And while you say, well, I'm here to help out, you're really here to feel good about helping out. To say, when she passes, I was there. At least I did something, you see. And to see yourself from a higher perspective. Now, if you could move around knowing that everything is for you, that every inspiration will lead you forward, that this is your experience, and as you interact with those in your life that you care about, you'll know that they're having their own experience too. And so you need not feel any guilt. You just need to feel the enthusiasm of acting on inspiration and the curiosity of where this is going to lead. And as you realize it's your experience here that you're co-creating with all those around you, you can start co-creating from the most positive position possible. And this will enable you to maintain that high vibration. So you could walk in that room and say, hello, how are you doing? You look great. This is amazing. You're doing fine. Yes, don't fear death. There's nothing to fear. It is your home. And you don't want to be here anymore. There's nothing going on here. So anytime you want to go, go ahead and we'll support you. And then when you go ahead, you and I will connect and we'll connect stronger than we do now. And I will hear your voice and I will hear your words and I will know that you're supporting me in everything I do, just as I know you're supporting me now. And I'm supporting you too. So if there's anything you need, call on me. This is a wonderful experience and there's nothing to fear. Now, this idea of fearing death is, to us, utterly ridiculous. It's like going to Disneyland and fearing that you'd have to go home sometime. Well, you don't want to be in Disneyland for all day long, days on days on days on end. At the end of the day, you've had enough and you're ready to go home. Same is true of physical reality. You are not meant to linger here. You are meant to fully enjoy, focus, and explore this reality and then go home. And certainly the birth experience is a lot more difficult than the death experience unless you make it so. And even the death experience is chosen at the time and the way you die is chosen too. But if you are resistant, thinking you should not die, well, then you're going to choose a death that matches that resistance. If you say, everything's fine, I'll leave when I'm ready, then you'll get hit by a truck and that'll be the end of it, unless you think that's bad.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
So I have been kind of, I feel like I've been processing a lot in the last 2 weeks, especially since the riots that were here. And it's interesting being as like an influencer point with a podcast. I feel like there's expectations and of how to address certain things. And so at first when everything went down, I had a range of emotions, but then I'm like, okay, everyone's saying like, regardless, if you're an empath, like, and you feel like you need to take a break, like realize this is your time to lean in if you're really a leader and all this stuff. And so I just like dove right in and then I completely broke down and I was like, oh, this is what happens when I listen to other people instead of listening to my body. And then I've had kind of mixed feelings about it because if I'm going by all the teachings of Joshua, then it's like, we all chose these bodies and these specific struggles. And so there's something that feels out of alignment for me of being like, this is how I'm kind of teetering the line. Cause it's like, there is systemic racism, but what if it's there for the reason of growth? And like, who am I to come in and say, this is wrong and this is what we need to do. And so I'm trying to decide, I recorded this interview and now I'm like going back and forth on whether or not I want to post it, especially because I saw so many of my lighter skin friends, like some of the people that don't have a lot of empowerment, like breaking down of like shame and guilt that they didn't necessarily earn. And so I'm just trying to figure out, I've re-listened to it and I don't feel like it pushes any of those things, but I'm trying to figure out if I should even post it at all because I don't want to highlight worldly problems, but I'm just having a difficult time with it, if that makes sense.
Excellent. So this is your path. And isn't it interesting how you're having a struggle with this from your perspective? And is it fair that you should have this struggle? Why shouldn't we just take away your struggle so that you don't have to worry about this? You don't have to worry about what people think. You don't have to do any of this. Shouldn't we take away the struggle of anyone perceiving that they are victims of police brutality or to the color of their skin? Shouldn't we take all that away? Should we not allow anyone to come here to experience poverty or lack or abandonment or loneliness or anything? Shouldn't we wipe out all of that? And of course, from your perspective, you can understand that when we say that everything is an experience and everyone came to experience and there is no difference in experience, you're struggling with your role as a spiritual leader and teacher is a struggle equal to any other struggle from your perspective. But you might say, well, that is so much worse. Or this poor person living in Africa on $1 a day is so much worse. Or this person who only lived 2 weeks is so much worse. Or this person who is rich, that's so much better. Or this person who's famous, that's so much better. Or this person who's lived 100 years is so much better. You see, you are used to saying that this is good and this is bad. And in doing that, you are resistant to whatever you think is bad. and you are non-resistant to whatever you think is good. But yet, what you came to explore is unique to you, and no one can explore what you're exploring. So no one is specifically your age, living where you are, having your experiences, being a spiritual teacher and leader the way you are, in a unique position to influence so many others. And so you take that responsibility of influence important. It's important to you. You take it seriously. And when you take anything seriously, you are in fear. And that fear causes you to think you need to make decisions in order to maintain this credibility, which is simply saying, I need to make choices to maintain this persona of a spiritual leader and teacher that I perceive I should be, so that everyone can get the most out of it, you see. And we say, drop all that. Drop all that. Drop all these decisions made in fear. Drop all the second guessing. Drop all of this stuff. Do whatever you're inspired to do. So you're inspired to have this conversation. The conversation that you had was what you felt at that time. And everyone needs to see the authenticity of it. And you might put a little disclaimer in here. I was feeling a bit of fear, and this is how it came out. But I wanted to share it with you because I want to be authentic and open. And we promise you, the more that you move into your authenticity, the more power of influence you'll have. The more you take it seriously, the less power of influence you have. The more you have fun with it and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. This is some just ideas that are floating around in my head. I am, you know, working on this idea of authenticity, working on these powers of the universe that we're exploring for the first time, working on this new approach to life. I'm playing around with it, but I have old programming and limiting beliefs, and I have guilt and fears just like everyone else does, and I'm trying to figure this out. You are all along for the ride, you say to your audience. This is how I'm becoming authentic. I am not going to limit anything. I'm going to express freely who I am, and I don't care if you listen or not. I don't care if there's one listener or a million listeners. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm on an exploration. If you'd like to be on that exploration of authenticity, then stay with me and see where this goes. And if this brings up fear because I say something that triggers a limiting belief, well, that's for you. That for you. If I triggered your limiting belief and you think I'm wrong for it, then you're trying to control me rather than work on your limiting belief, and that's wonderful. You see, and if you can be this powerful being of who you truly are in full authenticity, broadcasting your point of view at every occasion, knowing that as you expand through experiences, that point of view will change and open up, and your belief systems will open up, and you'll start to see things from a higher perspective. You'll start to be in the moment of your podcast, and you'll get thoughts. See, what you do now is you buffer those thoughts and you say, will this get me in trouble? Will people get triggered by this? Will they oppose this idea? And so these inspired thoughts that is moving this whole community forward don't come through all the time. You'll get to a place that you'll say, I'm perfect as I am. I am worthy to be here. I'm worthy to be this influencer. I somehow have these talents for this. I don't know where they came from. It must be part of and parcel of what I chose to explore. How was I led to this idea? How was I led to the idea of having a podcast? You see, you must understand that you're going with that stream and you're going to become more and more and more and more. But as you resist it, thinking, well, I can't say that. Well, then you're just being like all the other limited beings who get a platform and then want to maintain that audience. And so they become more and more inauthentic until it becomes so obvious that they're taken with a grain of salt and they have no real power, you see. Okay. You do not want to buy into other people's opinions, because the more you do that, the less authentic you are. You want to stand firm on every single thing you say and say, it's only coming through now because of where I am. And as I increase my vibration, I'll be at another place and I'll see it from another perspective. And we are all doing this. And don't think we're not. We are all doing this, audience. We are all choosing a perspective based in fear. And as I open up my beliefs as I process those limiting beliefs, as I start to see the magnificence that I am and you are and we all are, as I start to see all of us as one, all of us going through separate experiences, separate explorations for the benefit of all, then I appreciate your struggle, but I also appreciate my struggle. And your struggle is your struggle, and my struggle is my struggle, and your struggle is not different than mine, even though it looks like it is. And I did not cause your struggle. You chose that. Maybe you don't say that, but you can think it, you see. And from this perspective, you'll be guided to the perfect things to say always, always. But leave alone that persona and imagine yourself. Imagine yourself as 10 times more powerful than Oprah, because that's what you are. You know stuff that Oprah's afraid to know. You can say stuff that Oprah will never say, because Oprah defines herself by her audience to some degree. And if you could release that definition, because that's a limited way to define yourself, you release the definition. The numbers don't mean anything. Their opinions don't mean anything. None of that means anything. Expressing yourself fully in the moment and allowing others to express their points of view will lead everyone to an expanded version. And your power is in being yourself fully.
So can I just clip this from this recording and be like, I'm going to come at this from where one of my spiritual mentors, Gary Temple,
100%. Anything you're inspired to do. But the reason you might want to do that is to preface this.
Yeah.
You see, and to get them to not be so critical.
Yeah.
True. Let them be critical. Don't read it. Don't worry about it. Let them have discussions. Let them fight amongst each other. Let them hold on to their limitations, because you're not going to bring everyone over. Mm-hmm. Some will come easily. Some will see your brilliance, and others will perceive you from a point of fear. And that's okay. Let them have that. Because for you to be who you are, that can't matter.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful.
Fantastic.
Hey, Joshua.
Yes.
I just had a little example of pushing through fear, or at least not being in fear. I just wanted to relay this to everyone. Just a quick example of how things just really work out when you're not in fear. And so the example is, you know, everybody wearing these masks. Now, in North Carolina, things were pretty, you know, not so strict down there. You know, we never wore a mask this entire pandemic. And then just recently, everything opened up. So nail salons opened. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a pedicure. So I walk in there. I'm the only one without a mask. And I sat there in confidence, no fear. Nobody said anything to me. The girl comes over. She brings me over to the chair. I sit down. The woman's got her mask on, doing my nails. Nobody said anything to me about a mask, right? So the whole pedicure, you know, I just sat there with no mask. Another woman comes in, walks in without a mask, and the woman doing my nails turns around. Oh, do you have a mask? You know, we have no more. She's like, yeah, I have one in my car. Runs out and gets it. The entire time I paid my bill, I walked out, never even took out a mask, put it on. So I was like, wow, interesting, right? So now I drive to Connecticut, where this entire tri-state area is in complete fear. You know, everybody has to wear a mask. There's signs all over the place. Please wash your hands, wear a mask in public, blah, 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 blah. So last night I pulled in and there was a new store that opened up. I said to my kids, oh, let's go in there. I want to see what it looks like. We walk in and, Ma, you got to wear a mask. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. So my daughter puts on her mask. I walked around that entire store. Nobody said anything to me. Just walking around this confidence without any fear. And if somebody had said something to me, I would have been like, oh, okay. I would have accepted their point of view and all that. So it's just amazing how still, like, nobody has said anything to me about a mask. And I'm just fascinated at how, you know.
So your reality is a reflection of your vibration. If you have wobble in your vibration, you will attract a perfect representation of that wobble. And so if you said, these people are stupid for wearing masks, I'm defying this and I just won't do it, you would have had dozens of people tell you to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in fear of getting the disease, you wouldn't have even entered, you see. And so there's no wobble in those two areas. And so you walk in and no one says anything because they are simply satellites. They don't even see that you don't have a mask on. And you say, well, how is that possible for them not to see that? Well, because this is their perception of reality. And without the wobble in it, they can't do anything. It's impossible. You do not need a manifestation event, because a manifestation event is simply to show you your wobble. So without the need for the manifestation event, without the wobble, you just rise to your level and you are limitless in everything you do. And so this could be done in every area of your life where there's wobble, you see. But now this takes a belief system, because you believe that masks are necessary. You believe that this coronavirus won't be a big deal in your life. You believe that you're healthy. You believe that you're young enough. You believe that you're not in that thing. You believe that if you got it, nothing bad would happen. You believe that possibly you've already had it, you see? And so your belief system has been shaped by your experiences, but also by your conscious thought about these things. And so you exist at this higher state. When you believe that you're infinite and you're limitless and that you can be, have, and do anything, then money doesn't stop you, time doesn't stop you, other people's opinions don't stop you. Only you can limit yourself. All limitations are self-imposed. No one can limit anyone. It's not possible. So then, when you are emitting a vibration of love, if they come over and say anything to me, no problem. I'll put on a mask. If the disease gets me, that's okay. It's for me. If this happens, then. Now, what do I want to focus on? I want to focus on fun. I want to focus on this time with my family. I want to focus on my health. I want to work out. I want to eat right. I want to sleep well. I want to focus on my passions and interests. I want to entertain new possibilities. I want to think, what could be exciting for me right now? What's the most exciting thing I could do right now? I'm going to do that. I'm going to receive that inspiration. I'm going to connect to my inner self and to my guides and supporters. I'm going to allow other people to give me ideas, because sometimes the inspiration cannot come through my inner self because my limiting beliefs are doubting my own ideas, and so they must come from someone else. I'm going to be open to all possibilities. I'm going to allow my beliefs to be modified. I'm going to be inspired to watch this TV show. I'm going to make up my own opinion of what I see. I'm going to become aware of a new idea that I had never thought of before. I'm going to see a new perspective I've never seen before. I'm going to realize that as I'm drawn to new experiences, I'll be given guidance, whether it comes from inspiration or from other people or from other sources, and I'm going to go with the flow without any resistance. Oh, I have an idea to watch this show. Oh, I shouldn't be watching TV, so I'm not going to do it. That's resistance. That's fear. That's succumbing to fear when you have an inspiration. If you can live life like this so fully, you become unbelievably effective as a blended being.
It's so true. And this could be in anything.
We have enjoyed this conversation. This is an amazing group of conscious creators. You are exploring the bounds of what's possible. You are understanding that the fear is limiting. You are understanding that other people are feeling fear and they're limiting themselves as well. And that's okay, because that's their exploration. You are realizing that you came here specifically to move yourself into a position where you could understand the laws of the universe and you could go forward in whatever you're inspired to do. And your experience adds to the tapestry of all that is. And it is a great benefit. And that's why all those in the audience are cheering for you. And with that, we are complete.
Yay.
Amazing. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for the questions.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.